This is Fresh Air. Later on the show, I'll talk with playwright Christopher Durang. But first, the music of Frank Martin. The Swiss composer Frank Martin, who died in 1974, would have been 101 this year. The Swiss record company Yecklin has been releasing a series of commemorative recordings on compact disc. Most of them are with Martin conducting or playing his own music. Classical music critic Lord Schwartz has a review.
Years ago, I heard a poignant, melancholy piece of music on the radio that haunted me. It was from something by the Swiss composer Frank Martin. I'd never heard of him at the time. In fact, he's still not all that well known in this country. And that shouldn't be surprising. He shares with some 20th century French composers an interest in vocal and choral music, often of a religious nature. Yet he doesn't have the glamour of Durufle, the sensual mysticism of Messiaen, or Poulenc's uninhibitedness. Martin's unique combination of Schoenbergian tone rows with traditional harmonies is more austere, unsettling, even bleak, like the religious films of Ingmar Bergman or Robert Bresson. Like Poulenc or Hindemith, Martin wrote for some surprising solo instruments like trombone or saxophone. He was one of the first composers to discover the modern possibilities of the harpsichord. Here's a passage from his best-known piece, the Petite Symphonie Concertante, for harp, harpsichord, piano, and double-string orchestra. Martin wrote this moody, mercurial, inventive piece between 1944 and 1945. One of Martin's most extraordinary works is one of his last, his Requiem. He said he always knew he would write a Requiem, but for years he didn't feel he was ready. A visit to three holy places, St. Mark's in Venice, the Cathedral in Palermo, and the Greek temples at Paestum, near Naples, finally inspired him, as he said, to build a temple of his own. The major part of Martin's Requiem is devoted to the Dies Irae, the music for the Day of Judgment. He said that what he tried to express was the clear will to accept death, to make peace with it, and see it in all the anguish and suffering, physical and emotional, that it bears. He said that death represents so much unfulfilled potential. But what's equally important, Martin said, is the willingness to behold death in full confidence of the forgiveness to come, in full expectation of true, eternal peace.
Thank you.
This recording of Frank Martin's Requiem was made at its world premiere at the Lausanne Cathedral, May 4, 1973, with Martin himself conducting the Orchestre de la Suisse Romande. There are four vocal soloists and a crucial organ part, played by André Louis. Martin died the following year. By the way, I've never discovered what that first Martin piece was that struck me so powerfully, but I'm happy to keep listening to Martin until I find it.
Lloyd Schwartz reviewed Martin conducts Martin. This is Fresh Air.